Genesis 29, verse number 1. Said, then Jacob went on his journey and came unto the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered. Verse number 2, it said, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field. Lo, three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Lord got to dealing with me on this passage right here. I got to looking at it, and I got to thinking about it, Brother Jim. And the Bible said here, said there was three flocks of sheep lying by this well. We know how cattle do, Brother Steve. They normally up, and they're out feeding. They're out grazing in the grass. And they was in a field. The Bible declares that. He said, he looked, and behold, a well in a field. So there was grass around them. There was plenty to eat, but they wasn't eating. They was lying by a well. Why was they lying by this well? Because they was thirsty. Huh? Come on now. Because the food, the grass wasn't getting done what was needing to be done. They had plenty of grass to eat, but that wasn't what their bodies wasn't eating. They was needing what was in that well. They was needing that water that was in the well. But there was one thing that was hindering this flock of sheep. Bible said there was a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Huh? Said there was a great stone upon the well's mouth. The flocks of sheep was there. They was close enough. They tell me that an animal can smell water and sense the waters. And the Bible said, for out of this well they watered the sheep. So they was, it was a common thing for them to go to this well and get waters. They knew the water was there. They understood that if the stone was moved, that they could drink of the water. But there it was. They had a great stone upon the well's mouth, and they could not get what they was needing. Have you ever seen anybody when they get dehydrated? My little girl, a 3-year-old girl now, she was about a year and a half old, maybe a year old. She got sick, and you know how children are when they get sick, and we was trying to keep fluid in her, but if she would put it down, it would come right back up. Brother Steve, and after a while, we got to know she would get up and run around and play, but after a while, we got to know she would go to the chair and lay down, and she wouldn't move. She would just lay still, and I thought I had to run out and go to my shop. I do taxidermy work, but I run over to my shop, and I thought my wife called me and said, Nathan, something's wrong with the baby. I said, what's the matter? She said, I don't know. She's just limp, and she won't even pick up her head. So I pick her up. She's like she's dead. Something's wrong. So I got back over, and we run her to the hospital, and they looked at her and said, she's badly dehydrated. They put her in the hospital and put them IVs in her. After a while, once the fluid got the building back up, she was up jumping back up on the bed again. Why? Because her body had got what she was needing. She was needing fluid back in her body. She was needing that water. She was needing something more than food. She was needing a drink from water. Come on now. She had done got dehydrated. I want to preach to us just a little bit. I know that there's another preacher behind us, but I've been rolling this over my mind for about 3 weeks now. I want to preach to us right here this afternoon on what's stopping you from getting a drink of water. What is it that is hindering us from getting a hold of God and getting a drink from the fountain of glory? Oh, come on now. You know what it is for the Spirit of God to settle down upon you. It's not old to you. You know what it is to have that overflowing power of God flood your soul. You know what it feels like. But don't you know after a while of doing without it, you get weak? Come on now. You can go without food for quite some time, but you can't go without water very long. Come on now. But you can go without a lot of things for a good long while. But go on without the Spirit of God for a while. Come on now. It's no different going out without the Spirit of God than going without water. Come on now. There's some things going to start taking place. That first thing going to take place, you'll go to church because you're thirsty. Come on now. You'll come to the house of God because you know you have got strength there before. And you'll get into church and you'll sit there and the power of God get to moving. You'll realize that the Spirit of God's there, but something begins to hinder you from getting up. Don't you know that when people start getting weak, they start picking up things a lot of times that they have laid down. There's a lot of things that can stop a well up. There's a lot of things that can hinder the move of God. Oh, come on. I remember one time I was coming to the house of God, Brother Steve, and the Lord told me to do something, and I wouldn't do it. I say, well, maybe in a little while. Don't you know that'll stop a well up? That'll stop the Spirit of God from moving upon you. It's simple disobeying God. It'll cut off the water flow. It'll cut off the Spirit of God from blessing you, and there you'll be without water, and in a few days you'll find yourself dehydrated, you'll find yourself weak, and you can't get up, and the devil is able to take over you then. He is able to push you further because you don't have no power. Your strength is gone. Come on now. I remember a few months, maybe a year or so ago, our church may get tired of hearing me tell about it, but the greatest thing I ever faced in my life. And Brother Steve understands, he knows right where I was at. I mean, the greatest trial I ever faced in my life. I did not bring it upon myself. I did not cause it, but it just happened. And brother, it filled my whole, my well up, and it put a stone upon it. Brother Herschel, and I'd come to church and just sit there. I'd pat myself on the back what I was doing. I was saying, poor old me, I didn't do anything. I didn't bring this upon myself, but here I am. And look what they done to me. Come on now. I would pity pardon my own self. But Brother Nelson, whenever I come to the realization of where I was at, I was in a sad shape, brother. I done been without the Spirit of God for so long. I done got dehydrated. I didn't have enough desire to get up off my pew, Holly, and go and pray anymore. For I done went without the Spirit of God and the moving of the Holy Ghost upon me. And I done got to a place where I just come and just sat through the motion. Oh, come on now. But I got to realizing, brother, I've got to do something about this. I've got to do something if I'm going to make it. I can't overcome the devil in this state. If the devil would come up against me another way, I wouldn't be able to make it. I said, brother, you know what I done? I began to run to an altar. I began to kneel right down. I began to pray to God Almighty. I said, Lord, you know where I'm at. You understand where I'm at. Come on now. I prayed there that night on a Friday night. I got to praying. The Bible was reading there. Where I took my text in there, Genesis 29. A little further down in that scripture, it said, and they rolled the stone from the whale's mouth. Come on now. They, come on now. It took more than one. It said they rolled the stone away. Come on now. Well, that night I knelt down over our home church. I got to praying. You know what happened? Our church people began to gather in around me. They began to lay their hands upon me. Brother Joey Dean, I don't see him here. But he fell right down beside me. There he comes in the door now. But he fell down beside me. He put his arms right there around me, brother. He began to pray for me. I began to hear him pray, Lord, just touch Brother Nathan again. Lord, I don't know what he's going through, but Lord, you know right where he's at. You know what he's needing. Hey, what was it? We was grabbing a hold of a stone that has covered up my well. I was done dry and weak. I couldn't move it upon myself. But when Brother Joy got beside me and Brother Steve got on the other side, brother, we began to move that stone. After a while, I began to see it roll back. After a while, I began to see it begin to move. I began to see the water again. I begin to feel the Spirit of God again. As it flooded my soul. Glory. Come on now. I couldn't do it on my own. I tried. Boy, I prayed at home. I went down in the woods and prayed. I'd go over yonder behind the pond and pray. I'd go out in the field and pray. I'd pray over my taxidermy shop. I'd go in the closet and shut the door and pray. But I couldn't get anywhere. But when I got in the midst of the saints of God, and more than one of us got a hold of that stone, come on now, that thing began to move. Hey, there's some sitting right here that the Lord got to dealing with me 3 weeks ago about preaching at this camp meeting. That the Lord began to deal with me, Brother Joy, on that some of you but had some stones over your well. And it's been a while since you took a drink. Come on now. Done got thirsty. I didn't say you don't want a drink. Come on now. I didn't say you wouldn't like to have the Spirit of God pass upon you. Come on now. But some of you don't want to move the stone. Come on now. I said that some of you just really don't want to get up and put your hand to the stone and begin to push on it. Come on now. That was the greatest, hardest prayer I had ever prayed in my life. Come on. I got to pray, and you can ask my pastor. Speak for my church. I forgot about him, brother. I knew I had to get in touch with God. You ever been there? I know you have. I mean, you knew you had to get in touch with God and had to get in touch with Him right now. Sister Rochelle, you was there. I prayed that night until I busted. I guess I busted the blood vessels in my head. My blood come to the surface. My eyes turned black. I could close my eyes. It was black over my eye. Oh, come on now. Why? Because it was a strangeful thing to roll the stone back. It was a great big old stone. It was thrown upon my shoulders. I couldn't hardly get it to move. Hey, but brother, it was worth every minute of it. Whenever I felt the Holy Ghost falling up the avenues of my soul again, I said it was worth every second of it just to feel the Spirit of God move upon me again. Glory. You know, like I said, a lot of things stopped the well up. Our pastor's been preaching on some of these. Come on now. A couple of nights I have been here, he has preached some things that has stopped some wells up. I love these people here. I love y'all. I was raised around here. I was brought here from a little boy. I know every one of you. Come on now. I ain't preaching to some strangers here. I'm preaching to people I know. I have watched you, brother. I have watched how you changed in your lifetime. I have seen you whenever you were strict on some things. And now you're not so strict anymore. Come on now. Anytime you loosen up and give way to the world, you throw something in the well. Anytime you get loose and looser than what you one time was, you pitch something over in the well. After a while, the well becomes full. After a while, you don't get nothing but mud. Oh, come on now. Hey, don't you know that anything can get up here and jerk and jump around? Some of you, I may have lost some of you right then. Come on now. If you had been where I had been, I've been to a state prison. I preached there for 6 years in the state prison in Milan. I've seen a lot of things. Come on now. Brother, I watched the devil speak in tongues better than anybody down here. Come on now. You say, wait a minute now. How you know? Because I seen him come out of one man and go to another. And I watched him come up and shout and jump and dance just as pretty and speaking in tongues. Come on now. I mean, if you would just close your eyes and you didn't know no better, you'd say, you'd declare that man just got the Holy Ghost. Oh, you quiet now. Come on now. Hey, you know the devil, he's got a spirit too. Come on now. Hey, I watched that man, brother, and whenever he began to speak in tongues, coming across there, the Lord spoke to me. He said the Holy Ghost ain't the only thing that speaks in tongues. But I like that whenever on the day of Pentecost, when they was all these, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit. I said, as the Spirit gave the utterance. I began to watch some people, brother, begin to jump and shout, and there's no utterance there. It's just emotion. Whew. Whoa, you quiet now. What you're trying to preach on, I said, what's stopping you from getting to the water? Come on now. You know the reason why you got a lot of motion, because you want to fit in, it's one thing among young people, and I understand it's supposed to be a youth service, but there's just as many elders here as are young people, so I'm just going to preach to all of you. Is that all right? I know how it is to be a young person. You want to fit in. Whoever you're around, you want to be like them. I know how that is. I know how it was, Brother Griner, to come down here just as lost as anybody. But everybody, my friends, went up and sung. So I went up and sung with them. Come on now. I stood right here just as lost as anybody was. But I still took to the stand. I still stood right there. I still sung the same song you sung. But I was still lost. I was still headed to a devil's hell. It did not change me because I dressed like they did. It did not change me. It did not make one hill of beans. Whether I wore long sleeves or not. Oh, come on now. Whether I walked around the altar or not. Whether I come to up here and sung or not. It didn't make no difference. I was still lost. I know what it is just to go with the crowd. I'd come here and I'd go with the flow here. I'd go out yonder. I'd go with the flow out yonder. You know, to some of our young people doing the same thing. Come on now. You realize that there's some of our young people, and I'm not trying to be hard on them, but there's some sitting in this camp meeting right here, Brother Jim, that they just go with the flow. Come on now. As long as they had camp meeting, they'll run the aisles. They'll jump up and down. They'll hoop and holler and shout. But the moment they leave the campground and they get around the other friends, come on now. Let's go over to the bowling alley. All right, let's go. Come on now. I might get a little tight there. Let me tell you something. I got saved and the Lord saved me. He did. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He gave it to me right here in this camp meeting. Nobody can tell me any otherwise. Come on now. I know the Lord, what the Lord done for me. About a week later, I was with some church young people. I ain't going to call who it was. Don't ask me. We was all supposed to go out of town that night and get us something neat. We did. After we got through eating, they said, we're going to go over to the bowling alley and bowl a while. I didn't want to be the oddball, so I went with them. I said, well, they going. I go too. Yeah. Brother, I walked in that place, and the first glance around that room, and I got to seeing them people are smoking, drinking. Come on now. And something spoke to me, said, I just saved you from all this. Come on now. I just delivered you from these kind of things. And you know what I told him, brother? I said, Lord, I'll never step foot in another one. And to this day to now, from that day until now, I have never walked into another one. Why? Because it is of the world. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If there's anything I want, brother, it is the love of God. That is the Spirit of God flooding up and down the avenues of my soul. There's one thing I do not want to lose in this life. I can lose a lot of things, but there's one thing, brother, I don't want to lose, and that is the Spirit of God moving up in me, feeling the power of the Holy Ghost running up and down the avenues of my soul. I don't want to lose that, brother. So if I don't want to lose it, I got to stay on my knees. I got to keep myself sanctified from this world. You say, you're a preacher. Yeah, but I still get tempted with the same old thing that you get tempted by. I got to hush. How long have I been preaching? I told Brother Jim, when I get time, just kick me or something. Come on down. Come on. I said, I'm feeling something right here, preaching to you. I may sound like I'm beating in the wind. I told you I was not a man of big words. I'm just a watermelon farmer, just a country boy, a boy that liked to run up and down the river. Come on now. But there's one thing I do know, and I love the Lord. And there's one thing I want to do, and that is please Him. There's one other thing I don't want. It's something to get in my well and to stop it up, and I cannot get to Him. There's something right here. I said, you have loud things to get in your life. You have loud things to come your way. It has stopped your well up. And if you don't get it out, you're going to step right there and die. It's a bad thing to sit so close to water and die. Bible said there was three flocks of sheep lying by this well. They was right at it. They knew it was there. Come on now. The difference between you and them sheep weren't able to move the stone. They understood that there was something blocking them. No doubt they walked up there to it. They smelled around the edge of it. They got just as close as they could, and they realized that this rock's in the way. Why'd you say that? That some of you know what stopped your well up. I said, you know what stopped your well up. You knew it stopped it up the moment you picked it up. The moment you turned it on. You went to that web page and you went to typing. Come on now, I'm just feeling after the Holy Ghost right here. I said, the moment you turned it on, you went to that web page, and you begin to type on that keyboard, and it come before your eyes. You knew it was a stone that fell in your well. You knew without a doubt, this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyhow. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm still going to do it, because I want to do it, because my heart desire is to do this kind of things. Oh, come on now. It's something, brother. They pull them out of their pocket now, and they send text messages. Come on now. My pastor preaches that there's people that text things upon them cell phones that they won't say in person, and I believe that. Come on now. They'll text words that they won't say out of their mouth and feel good about it, but it's in your heart, and it's still a stone, and it's still going to stop up your well. It's going to cause you to backslide. It's going to cause you to fall and go the way of the world. It's going to cause the lust of the flesh to come up on you. We take a lot of things, and I'm going to try to close. We take the Spirit lightly, both ways. We don't take God very serious. We don't take the devil very serious. Don't you think for a minute that the devil won't walk right up and down these pews, and cause people to do things sitting in the house of God, that'll cause a stone to fall on their well, You say this is the house of God. He's not scared of the house of God. He was not scared to go tempt the Son of God, Come on now. We can read there in the beginning. Speaks about the serpent, speaking about the devil. Begin to talk to Eve. Begin to talk to her. The bad thing about it wasn't a bad thing that he was talking to her. The worst thing was she was listening. She began to commune with him. She began to like what he was saying. No doubt the fruit on that tree, it didn't bother her until this point. But the devil began to point out things about it. He began to say, look, it's good for fruit. It's good for food. Look how pretty it is. Look how pretty the fruit is thereof, huh? He said, didn't the Lord tell you that you would surely die? He said, yeah, that Lord, I will surely die if I partake of this. He said, no, you won't surely die. He said, but God knows that a day you take of it, you become as other gods. You will know good and evil. He told her the truth there. Come on now. She began to weigh this thing out. She began to say to herself, oh, it's not so bad. Come on now. I think a little bite will be all right. A little taste will be all right. So she took of it. She took a bite of it. And boy, it tastes real good. It tastes so good, Brother Nelson, that the man she loved, she wanted him to take a taste of it. Huh? Come on now. So she carried it to her husband, and he partook of the fruit as well. It may look pretty, but everything that's pretty, come on now, it ain't the way it always turns out to be. I'm going to close. She may look pretty. I heard a man say one time, beauty's only skin deep. That's so. Huh? She may act sweet as long as you're around the crowd. But what about when you get off by yourself? Huh? What about whenever you get alone? And she say, well, won't you hold my hand? Come on now. Oh, that'll be all right. I was teaching Sunday school, and Brother Jim, I'm going to close, I promise. I was teaching Sunday school at my home church. I was filling in. Got to teaching there in the Word of God about where the Bible speaks. Paul was talking, said it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Amen. But to avoid fornication, it's better to be married. Huh? I don't think it's a very good thing for boys and girls to walk around holding hands, loved up to one another. Not married. I said, I don't think it's a very good thing, Brother Jamie, for our young people. And you know where it falls? It falls on the parents. They see the young people doing it, and they allow them to do such a thing. You know what my mother would have done? If she'd have seen me all hugged up to somebody, she'd have come sit right between us. And when I'd have got home, she'd have probably put a belt on me. Come on now. She seen the danger. It wasn't the fact that I was attracted to a woman. That's good. That is natural. That is what God created. But it is bad whenever we get to touching and loving on one another and we're not married. For it brings on the spirit of lust and it causes you to do things. You say, I won't do them kind of things. You don't know what you'll do when the spirit of the devil begins to push you. You don't know what you'll do whenever you give in to the devil a little bit. You give him an inch. He's going to take a mile. You can mark it down. If you open the crack, he's going to stick his foot in. And he's not going to put it out unless you push it back out. Unless you come to an altar and pray through over it and get sanctified over it. You know it's not sanctified. Whenever you want to love up on one another. Huh? Come on, the sanctified people don't do them kind of things. Holy Ghost filled people don't do them kind of things. Brother, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I run and jump up and shout. You ought to see me whenever the Holy Ghost. I would come on now. The things that you're doing and you're calling to the Holy Ghost, I done told you that the devil can speak in tongues too. He said in one place that try the Spirit. If it's leading away from the Word of God, if it's going away from this, it's not of God. Anything that'll take you to the world, you can rest assured and mark it down that is of the devil. Anything that causes you to think evil thoughts is not of God. May the Lord bless you, Brother Jim.